I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. Anyway, you'll find a way. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, the show where I, James Donald Forbes McCann, am trying to buy a boat, trying to raise enough money with a podcast and attenuant plans for boat ownership. $500,000 Australian dollars, that was the number we picked at the start. How close are we to that now, Jimmy? How close to $500,000 are we? Not especially. There's precious little in the savings account, but growth is at an all-time high. Hey, America, my new comedy special. It's only 18 minutes because I drank raw milk and I got food poisoning and I was vomiting everywhere. It's out now. 18 minutes of my stand-up comedy on the Matt and Shane Secret Podcast YouTube channel. I am going to take the nicotine out of my mouth. That seems like an appropriate thing to do. Oh, I want to thank you for being here. That's the plan I've been doing at the moment, is becoming a comedy superstar in the United States. A bona fide comedy superstar. And shows are being booked in, I'm told. Shows right across the great continental United States. Also, I hope Alaska. Who can say about Hawaii? Who can say about that 51st state, sweet Canada? Oh, mercy! It's good to be here with you. It's good to be here with you in this field next to a tennis court where people are playing. It's very cold today in Austin. It's a cold, bleak, grey day, and I wanted to go somewhere beautiful. And from Google Maps, looking from above, this was the most beautiful isolated point I could find. It doesn't feel especially beautiful. On the way here, I drove through. I don't know what it was. It looks like greenery on the maps, and I saw when I got there that it was transportable homes. It was shacks. It was a terrifying shack encampment. And I felt nervous about setting up the iPhone to record it, even just a few yards away, dare I say slightly fewer meters, that someone might snatch it and take it to a fence, that they might turn it into cash, and you might not get this sweet episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. The show where I'm trying to raise enough money to buy a boat. We've got big plans coming this year. I anticipate there will be whole new kinds of people large numbers and different varieties on this episode. And I thank you for coming along. I'm going to tell you some of the plans we've got coming up for you this year on the Catamaran Plan. New board game. First board game. Haven't had a board game before. We're doing a board game. I hope to play the board game soon. Also, thank you to everybody who bought the shirts to fund the work starting on the board game. I have not paid that money to the guy who's working on the board game, Nick, and I have not sent out the shirts. And that is a job I will do this week. I think it's Friday. Probably running out of time. Next week, I will get to work on the shirts. I do so believe, and send them out to you that you might be robed in them. Oh, what if that's the only shirt that you've tried to buy? What if you're shirtless in this cold, waiting anxiously for a shirt to come? Well, I'm sorry if that is the case, because it's been too long. You're getting a shirt. Board game! New book of poems! Hard at work on a new book of poems. I wrote a poem last night about a guy who's trying to start some beef with me. I don't want a vague post about it. I don't want to go on and on about it. But this guy, I think he's trying to start some beef with me. And I wrote a little poem about that. New book of poems! Yeah! Maybe that'll make $500,000. A feature film! Not necessarily a good feature film, and certainly not the one we wanted to make. But when I'm back in Australia in a couple months, I think we're going to make a feature film. haven't really decided on the specifics of how that's going to work, but I know it needs to be 90 minutes long, not one moment less. One moment less, and that's not a feature film. That's a short film, and that's a waste of time. Even if it's a beautiful artistic expression, I do not believe that a short film... Who made money on a short film? The best you can do out of a short film is that they say, oh, we'll give you some money, see if you can make money with a feature film. Well, let's just make the feature film and get on with it!
Baby!
I'm thinking of doing a new album. A new album! Old album, last year's album, Sometimes I Wish We Were a Catamaran. Oh, I thank everybody who listened to that album. I don't think I made anything off that. I think I made just enough money to keep those songs continuing to stream. Certainly, I have not been asked to perform at any music festivals or have any brand deals for Marc Jacobs handbags. We got real plans coming for you this year. Am I going to finish my play and have that run on Broadway? Probably not. Do they do plays on Broadway or is it just musicals? I don't really know how that works. We've got a lot of things coming up for you this year. And, of course, the podcast itself. And the Patreon. And thank you for everybody for going over to the Patreon. The best source of money regularly that we receive. I'm a little morally conflicted about the economics of Patreon and streaming services in general. If we could do without it, I would. But I think my family would go hungry. I've done this special, all these people are watching it, and all these people are asking when I'm coming to their towns, but I don't have shows in anyone's town yet. I don't have any shows. I've got to get some shows booked in. I'd like to come and perform for you. I'd like to do my stand-up comedy. It could have been an hour, that special. Hey, America, out now. Could have been an hour. I spoke on stage for 2 hours, two different shows, two different materials, probably 90 minutes of material. And I drank this raw milk. And I thought, you know, I always trust my gut. And my gut was telling me, you are vomiting green bile. Green bile out the front door. Green bile out the back door. I said, cut it down to 18 minutes. I went and I did podcasts promoting this special. I went on and said, it's an hour-long debut special. And then people go and click on it. They go, this is only 18 minutes. Even the very worst comedians can do 18 minutes. I thought, fine, whatever. You'll see when I do it next time. You'll see. You'll all see. I do have to do it next time. Oh! I'm finishing moving house. I've almost moved out of the old house. Oh! I have to go back there and fix the hole in the wall that I made when I tried to put on a toilet paper roll. Holder. My kids broke the toilet paper roll holder off and I tried to put one in and I drilled incorrectly. And now I have to go back with my drill to drill it on, put it on tight and use plaster to patch up the wall and paint the hole in the wall. I don't know how many times I've moved. I could count it out. Should I count it out? Count it out. First place I moved out of my parents' house was... It was like medium density housing. It was like a 5-story high building with a woman that I was living with and a housemate who we didn't know, who just happened to be there. There was real fire damage in that house. And the housemate, he would, I think he stole my then girlfriend's underpants. She certainly thinks he did it. And judging by some of the other stuff he did, I think he did it too. He kept smoking indoors. We'd asked him to stop. I think I told him I had asthma, which is not true. I would never tell a lie like that now. But he just kept on smoking indoors. He would hide his dishes in between our dishes. He would watch animated pornography at the kitchen room table. It was a 2-bedroom apartment that had been greedily converted into a 3-bedroom apartment by getting rid of the living room and turning it into the room where this man lived. And then towards the end of my time there, an Italian man moved into the other bedroom. And he secretly moved his mother in. We found out because my then girlfriend, she opened a door one day and she found this old Italian woman naked in our bathroom. And they would argue at night, Italian style. So we got out of there. It was nice living near a 24-hour bakery, getting to go and have soups and hot chocolates. But the drinking was getting out of control. I was so depressed, I went to bed with a bottle of port by the side of the bed. I didn't really understand the alcohol content of port at that time. And I would start having tea in the evenings and I would empty cheap bullet whiskey into it. From there, I lived in a servant's quarters in a very nice part of Adelaide. Right on a main road, though. The wind's too The wind's still, I'm going to stand with my back to it so that I take the cold and you don't have the audio problems. Attenuant? I don't think I know what the word attenuant means. Anyway, it was a share house. And then I think I lived with a friend. I think I lived with my friend Amos, but I don't know if it was then or if it was after. And of course, back to the parents' house in between each one. I can't see a couple years there. I'm sure if I sat down with her, I'd be able to do it. But then we moved into a beautiful, oh, maybe the best location I've ever lived in, with my sweet now wife. And we lived on Rundle Street above a vegetarian restaurant next to the Exeter. It was splendid. And we had to give up that apartment when the magazine I was writing for shut down. And we had to get out of there, so I got a job living in Sydney. And we were living in Sydney. We had to move out of Sydney because I couldn't work in Sydney. Come back home with the parents again and the woman. A difficult time. And we had a wonderful time living in Beverly with my friend Samuel McDonough in a house that was later destroyed. A house destroyed to build a road because that intersection was weird, and it was weird. I don't know how many times we moved after that. I mean, we've moved 3 times this year. I think we've moved like 7 times. I think my daughter, who's 5, has never lived in the same house for longer than a couple of months. No, that's not true. She got 2 years at one place and then no longer than a year anywhere else. And there's got to be an instability that brings to a person. We've lived in 4 houses in America in a year. And at some point you start looking back over the sweep of your life and saying, I got to be the problem. Is that capitalism? No, baby, it's me. And when we have a boat, we'll have a little stability. For even though our land dwellings may shift and alter, we'll always have the sea. Always have our boat on the sea. I'm going to get that boat. I'm going to have stability for my family. My daughter's going to have a cabin, if not a room. Oh, I don't know why I came here in the cold. I wanted to do some affirmations. I wanted to make this a podcast of affirmations and positivity. Can I do the affirmations? Do I have it in me? Affirmation. I'm going to get to the point where I can do some affirmations. That's my first affirmation. I believe I'm going to get to the point where I can affirm, where I can have hope and wonder. Affirmation, I'm going to start riding my bike. That's one that I thought about. I got a bike, I never ride it.
Affirmation,
I'm going to get the body right. For when the body comes right, the mind comes right. And when body and mind are working together, who dares stand in the way of the soul?
Affirmation,
people keep texting me to get a recall on my Sienna. I don't know what that's for, but I hope it's not serious, and I intend on doing something about that so that they can recall it. Although if it's been this long without recalling it, you know, it's like a 20-year-old car. So if it hasn't gone bad yet, maybe it just won't go bad. Maybe it only goes bad at the 20-year mark and they've only just found out about it. Affirmations, I want to look at a horse.
Affirmation.
I want to look at a big, strong horse clippity-clopping around a field.
Affirmation.
When I'm out in the downtown at night and the police horses come out, I feel so good.
Affirmation.
I want to look at a horse. Affirmations, I'm going to look at a horse.
Affirmation.
I hope there are horses tonight in the downtown with the scantily dressed women and the men offering to buy them free drinks. Come on in, ladies, have a free drink. Ladies, do you want a free drink? Free drink, ladies. Affirmation. Looking at a horse. Affirmation, I'm going to find the deep fish that live deep down and do the work for it. Affirmation, I'm going to talk to someone about working in a studio so I don't keep finding weird outdoor locations to do the podcast. Affirmation, I'm going to do something so I feel a little less hollowed out on the inside. Affirmation, I'm going to get a special done and it's going to be longer than 18 minutes.
Affirmation,
I'm going to go to the United Kingdom and do some podcasts over there to really break the United Kingdom and Ireland. Haven't forgotten about you, Ireland. Sweet Dublin, I'll be there. Affirmation, I'm going to keep the house tidy so when people come over, I can be honored to have them there.
I'm going to get it ready. Or usually just when I start feeling at home and comfortable, like everything is right place, we've got to move. Not this time. This time I'm going to get it right and comfortable and everything that's right place early.
Affirmation, I'm going to find an accountant. And I'm going to stop feeling nervous about my taxes, for which I've not saved any money, and that's a bit of affirmation! Affirmation! I'm going to pray more. I'm going to pray better. I bought a book of scriptural. I bought the golden chain. I don't know what that's called. Aurum. It's like St. Thomas Aquinas, and it's a collection of biblical commentaries from the church fathers and other great early writers in the church. And it's not a great version. It's full of typos and spelling mistakes, and I keep thinking I'm getting something wrong. There shouldn't be a J in that word. And it's just like, I don't know if they did, if they translated it with AI to save money from the Latin and then like chucked a bunch of spelling mistakes in there for good measure. It's like you've got the most rigorous intellectual process that the church came up with. It made this man a saint because he did such good intellectual work. Saint Thomas Aquinas. And we're just going to, we're not going to copy edit. But I don't copy edit my things properly. People noticed in my title poem, in the title of the poem, there's a type. It says splash splash. It should say splish splash. I need help. Affirmations. I'm going to get help. I'm going to get the help I need. Ah! Yeah! Hey, America, that's out now. I love you. I love you, I miss you, I want you. I thought about getting a co-host. I thought that might help. I thought if I had a co-host, I might be able to banter and have the conversation going. But there's something about shouting into the void that's very useful. I don't know if it's useful for people listening to it. I don't know if it's useful for building up enough people listening that we get enough money to have a boat. But it seems easier to just have somebody there. You can lean back and let them take the wheel sometimes. But the captain sails alone. And there will be no shortcuts in the James Donald Forbes McCann catamaran plan. Things will be done rigorously and rightly. And to the highest standard. Even if that means it has to be 18 minutes. Can you tell I feel anxious about it only being 18 minutes? Head is a spinning round. My heart is in my shoes. Yeah, I think I'll set the Thames on fire. Affirmation. The new album. Once I've done all this admin, once I've moved into a new house, once I've got the tax sorted out, once I've got the shows booked in, I know what I'm doing next. I'm finally doing my covers of songs by women, just in case men don't want to listen. You know, there are great songs out there by women, but some men, hey, maybe they don't want to listen to a song by a woman. Album of covers of me singing songs by women. Get those songs out there. I'm going to call it Cover Up. No, I must come back down. If only Tom Waits was a woman. But I did think of how I could get that song in there, because Scarlett Johansson did a cover of it. And maybe I could just say I'm covering Scarlett Johansson's version and do it in the style of the original. It's been 7 hours and 15 days. That one will be on there. There will be no white flag upon my door. That one will be on there. You better believe that one will be on there. Jimmy, we need to know what other ones will be on there. We're desperate to know which other ones you're going to be having on there. What are you going to have on there? Just like a prayer, I take you there. I have to do a number of takes to get the voice right there. Just like a dream to me. Ooh, ooh. Can you feel it? I took my love and I took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-colored hills until the landslide made them brown. I've been thinking about that being funny, is to just take each song and like have a very slight lyrical change that's not as like as big as swearing or going one time, you know, or any of the other changes that I might be tempted to make to it. But another one I wanted to make is on country roads. I wanted to go Shenandoah River, life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, younger than Chinese country road. And just put that in and see if anybody notices and make, otherwise do a very straight up and down cover, but that can't be on this album because that's by John Denver, and John Denver's a man, baby. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. John Denver's a man. I'm working on my poems. I'm happy to be working on my poems. I'm going to keep working on my poems. I'm going to keep reading. I'm going to keep reading. I'm going to keep growing. I'm going to try and be there for my family affirmations. I'm going to try and be a more present father and do exciting things with them. I took the kids bouldering. They got to jump off of indoor boulders, and that made them so happy. That made them so happy. And then I tried to do some bouldering. I tried to do the adult bouldering. I don't... What kind of strength these people have in their fingers is absolutely beyond me. In their tiny, skinny little bodies and their beautiful, strong fingers. Not me. Not I. No, sir. But I got to do something. We got to do something. There are two competitions that I've been thinking about betting on. There are two competitions that are coming up that I've been thinking about betting on, that now would be the time to think about making a bet. And I wouldn't make a huge bet. I don't think there's anything wrong with putting a bet on and trying to make money with a boat that way, but I'd want to make a good bet, you know? You make a bad bet with the money that people are giving you to buy a boat, and people get rightly upset about that. But you make a good bet, and people go, my goodness, he alone can see the truth. He can see the golden thread leading into the future. And the two competitions, long-time listeners to the podcast will not be surprised, I don't think, by what the two competitions are. One is the Australian Football League. And that would be a bet on my team, the Crows, to win the premiership. We didn't even play finals last year, but we got a new logo. We got some new talent. We had a very bad year last year. And at very least, I think if we had some money riding on that premiership, we'd be able to follow that competition over the course of the year. And people who wanted me to have a boat would root for the Crows. And that might help the Crows. The Adelaide Crows, the pride of South Australia. America's team. I'd like us all to be following the Crows this year and giving them our most ardent wishes. I'm just going to just interrupt briefly and say that a friend died this week. I'm sorry to do this. I keep getting sad. I found out that a friend died this week. Rach in Adelaide, who helped, I guess, co-owned the Rhino Room, the Howling Owl and the Drama Llama, and did a wonderful job and was one of the most beautiful, supportive, kind, warm, lovely people. And it's very weird. She was a big part of my life. I would see her every week. And she was such a big part of the art scene in Adelaide and such a big part of the Fringe, which is starting up now. And, it's devastating. She's a great woman. And my love to her and everyone around her, especially Mick. Okay. Now that that's off the chair. Sorry, now that serious moment of pain has been uttered aloud, let me go back to saying that, gee, I hope the Crows have a good year this year. And I think they might. We'll put a bet on the Crow Boys. And the other one is the Eurovision Song Contest. And the songs are starting to be announced for the Eurovision Song Contest. And it's time for me to start listening to those songs. If I have the golden ear indeed, as I always think I do. Certainly, I mean, last year, yeah, it was already the favorite to win. I was getting too kooky with it last year, and I ended up not putting a bet on at all, I don't think. But this year, let's listen to it. Maybe there'll be a great song, and we'll know that's a great song in our hearts. And for some reason, other people won't know, and we'll be able to put a bet. Life is so fragile. We're only here for a little bit. And we get to do something beautiful and spend time with beautiful people. And also we get to spend time with terrible people that we can't stand at all. I mean, it's nuts. Life is fragile. Compared to what? That's what I always think. Life is, compared to the void, is it fragile? Yeah, actually. But that's a little too esoteric. Life is too purple. Life is too green. Life is too high. Life is too splendid. Life is so short. Well, in some other ways, life is so long. But when you're confronted by pain and grief, you want to be able to have some. It's one of the nice things about grief is it feels so much. Yeah, one of the very few really nice things about grief is it really kicks the snot out of the mundane. And it shows you that things are important. And if something can feel that bad, how good it must be the rest of the time. The infinite of the bad helps you look a little towards the good sometimes. Not all the time. Sometimes it just drags you right down into the bad. But that this is the world is not as grey as it looks today. The world is harsh and the world is cruel. And we convince ourselves that it's boring and it's all right just to get by. But it's not. It's sharp and it moves fast and it's scary. I love you, Rach. I love you, Mick. My head! All right. Well, look, I should probably end the podcast. That's absolutely not right. But you know what I mean? Like, I'm not in Adelaide, so I'm not with all the other people who are getting to mourn and be together, and what a nice thing it is to all get to be together. And nice is, again, not the word that I would use, but it's a beautiful thing to get together and share memories and stories, and I don't get to do it because I'm all the way over here. I'm going to stop standing on that because that seems to be crumbling, and also I don't think it's doing a very good thing to my cable. It's a sharp metal wire that I'm just stepping on. It's a good way to get tinnitus. One's an ear, one's a blood. Well, now's a good time to end the podcast. I love you. I miss you. I want you. I need you. Catamaran Ho. Goodbye. Whoa! Hey, America. It's out now. It's 18 minutes. There's a Patreon. I did a chat with my friends Ruby and Eve. It's on the Patreon. Not like forgetting. I'm not like forgetting that a friend has died, but I'll just, you know, we've got kids and I'll be running around, or I'm going and doing podcasts and promoting this special, doing this podcast. And then just all of a sudden I get this big wave of like, oh, this terrible feeling. And I go, what's happening? Is my brain chemistry off? And it's like, no, you're grieving. You're allowed to, that's right. You're grieving. You're going to keep feeling that way. Man, we got to find somewhere nice for this podcast. I don't want to stand on a cinder block ever again next to an empty tennis court, just in a gray field. I wish I had gloves. Anyway, whatever. Sorry. Hey, America. It's out now. How do I? I'm going to get down.